This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Eric Bickle, running the three-man show. Bish Bucks should be back on Friday from his vacay in Florida. It's funny, he went to Florida. Most people go to Florida to escape the cold weather, but this week is silly. Mr. Weather Guy is missing out on the great days.
It's actually nice here.
A little bit later in the show, we got Michael Phillips. We will talk Commanders with him. Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel at 8:45. And it's a game show Wednesday. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to The Offspring at Jiffy Lube Live and a show of your choice at Wolf Trap this summer. So earlier we talked a little bit about the Commanders' additions, subtractions on defense. Put it up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the poll of the day is, has the defense gotten better? 800-636-1067. I voted no in the poll. I don't think it's gotten better. You could make an argument that it's a wash. I kind of feel like Cakes, who said earlier in the show, it's gotten slightly worse. If you're a Commanders fan, are you worried about this defense? 800-636-1067. Want to hear from some Commanders fans, because maybe you're expecting them to make some more dramatic moves. Pick up a Milton Williams. Pick up a Josh Sweat.
Well, I think
they didn't do that.
I think their big move on defense is obviously signing Kinlaw and giving him 3 years and like $15 million per.
But some
That's
people,
the big move.
We had Nikki Javala come on and make her bold prediction that they were going to trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
And I guess you still could, but maybe this is what they're going to do because they gave Debo, or they signed Debo. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to pay him a lot. They trade for the offensive tackle that we all hoped that they would add. Kind of surprising that it was Laremy Tunsil, but they're going to have to pay him a lot of money. So maybe this is it. They're going to run it back. Do you like that?
Oh, they're not going to run the defense back. They're
gonna... basically what they're doing so far.
We're 2 days into free agency. It's comical that you think that that you would make the statement that they're just going to run it back with the same defense.
The bulk
The
bulk of the big names are off the board. Of course, they're going to, you know, sign guys, but the impact players are pretty much off the board.
Understood. They still have a draft where I presume.
Okay, but at this moment, are they better?
I think it's a wash.
Because I think offensively, they're better.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a wash. I'm being completely honest with you. I honestly do. They wouldn't have given Kinlaw the money they gave him if they didn't think he was going to be a fairly big contributor to this defense. They think he's going to be a fairly big contributor.
It seems like a bit of a gamble by Peters to give him a deal of that size, but maybe it's not because the salary cap's just gone up by such it's a high amount. Maybe that's just the going rate for a pretty good interior defensive lineman.
Let's see it.
Less than Jonathan Allen.
Right.
Like, that's the way I look at it. They, you know, for whatever reason, they decided to move on from Jonathan Allen. He had 1 year left on his deal here. Would have cost them 17 million. Mm-hmm. For salary cap space, this guy's going to cost $15 million.
Right.
Now, the production hasn't been as good. There's nobody on the planet that can tell me that Javon Kinlaw has been a better NFL player than Jonathan Allen.
No, nobody would tell you that.
He's younger, he's bigger, and he's cheaper.
Right.
I'll give you that.
That gives them flexibility.
Does that make you better?
It could, because it gives you more financial flexibility to maybe plug in, spend a few million more. Okay, maybe they're not going to get a Trey Hendrickson or a Myles Garrett, but they might get a Frankie Louvu, an under-the-radar guy, or like a Zach Ertz or somebody that they believe in that can, can help the team.
What we're not taking into account is
I just think they've earned it.
Maybe Johnny Newton in year two makes that step.
Well, I definitely think that they're expecting him to
improve. He's definitely more in their plans, because that's part of the reason why I think they're comfortable in letting Jonathan Allen go and releasing him.
Definitely.
Because they want to see more of Newton and give him more playing time.
But we're literally 48 hours in. It was today Wednesday? We're 48 hours in, and we're saying that the defense is that they're going to run it back with the same losers. I don't think so. I think
it's mostly going to be that. That's mostly going to be the case, CB.
I don't think it will be when it's all said and done. I think they will tweak it.
You brought up a couple of names who we spent a lot of time talking about, because there was speculation about Myles Garrett, and there's still been some on Trey Hendrickson, and there were other big names who we thought maybe Peters is going to go after somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's got to go after the scraps. The top guys sign in the first 2 days. That's just the way it works.
Right.
There are still some guys available.
I don't necessarily think you have to have Trey Hendrickson or Myles Garrett to have a great defense.
Here's where you should have confidence in Peters. Is that last year, a lot of people thought that Eckler and Ertz and Wagner were scraps. And he signed those guys, and they all worked out. So, just because a guy doesn't sign for the biggest money doesn't mean a guy can't get signed to come in here and make a big impact on the defense.
Exactly.
Now, if you look at just a comparison of the safeties, they lose Jeremy Chinn, who was the second leading tackler on the team. So I do think that's a big hit. They bring in Will Harris. I watched some of the highlights. Had some big hits.
It's conceivable.
His PFF grade is not as good as Jeremy Chinn. His production is not as good as Jeremy Chinn.
I can make the argument that tackles might be one of the more overrated stats that there are. I can make that argument.
Okay, I can make an argument that it's the most important stat.
Okay, go.
On defense, if you don't have somebody tackling, they're scoring.
Right. When you're a safety and you're gobbling up all the tackles after everybody else whiffed, it's kind of how it's designed. I don't know that that's necessarily a massive. A lot of people can do that. I don't want to say it without knowing, but there are a lot of guys I think that rack up tackle numbers. I want to give you specific names, but I don't want you to throw it in my face and mock me. But there are guys that rack up tackles that aren't necessarily having a massive impact on the game. They're just cleaning up the mess. Because everyone else whiffed. I don't know.
Okay, but you need somebody to do that.
I think it can be an overrated stat. I wish we had Jeremy Chinn. I think this guy will probably, you won't notice a difference.
Do you want a safety who actually is able to make the tackle, or one that might be, how many safeties have we seen here in Washington who took bad angles, who got beaten on runs?
I think Chinn's a good player. I think this kid's probably pretty good too, though. I think it's going to be a wash.
Plus, they're familiar with him. Newmark drafted him when he was with the Lions back in 2019. He's versatile. He can play all over the defense.
I think they know exactly what they're bringing
in. His pass rush grade, according to PFF, was 46 out of 170. His run defense grade, 101st out of 170. Whereas Jeremy Chinn was 48th.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Chinn was a more productive player than Will Harris last year.
Mm-hmm.
Will Will Harris be able to duplicate what Jeremy Chinn did? Maybe, but that's why I would say that I think the defense is worse.
Might be, but it's also a cost-cutting move. They didn't want to spend $8 million a year on Jeremy Chinn.
It's not just a cost cut to hide the money like the learners or something. It's a cost-cutting move so that they can then use that money elsewhere.
Right. It gives you flexibility.
Right.
I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah. I'm just defending this group until proven otherwise. And then I will destroy them.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Do you think the defense has gotten better or it's worse? Just looking at the early poll results, and you can vote at Junks Radio, only 30% are voting that they got better. Mm-hmm. I made it a binary choice. You can say it's a wash. I don't know if it's a wash. I think they're slightly worse. But maybe Kinlaw will do something which Jonathan Allen couldn't do. You know, we talked yesterday about the elephant end that Quinn used in Seattle, and maybe that's what they envision for Kinlaw, that some of these people that look at film say. Maybe that's the case. I mean, there's a reason they picked him up.
Yeah, I just don't think that it's as simple as, wow, they really just effed up. And I just don't think it's that simple.
No, but sometimes guys get better offers.
I think it's kind of coordinated.
They might have tried to bring back Jeremy Chinn. And he just got a better offer and said, see ya.
I totally agree. And so they went to the next guy.
And by the way,
but that doesn't mean the next guy is going to be worse.
But right now, why I do think the defense is worse, we're only bringing that up. Dante Fowler was their leading sack guy. They haven't re-signed him yet. Mm-hmm. He seems unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess that he's going to sign elsewhere. Maybe he will come back.
If he hasn't signed yet, that tells me his market is tepid at best.
Well, his market is maybe not what he thought.
Right. Yeah. So if that's the case, then
there's always room for a guy with 10 sacks.
100%. So Peters now can, on Thursday or Friday, reach out to his representation and say, I don't see the offers coming in that you guys expected. You have a landing spot back here with Washington.
Yeah, I told you yesterday.
We'll give you a pay bump, a little one, but come back.
I don't even think he needs to do that. I think whatever he offered, because I'm assuming they probably offered Fowler something before free agency.
I would think.
Because you could talk to your guys first, right? So that's why they locked up Ertz, and they locked up Wagner, and they locked up some of these guys before free agency. I'm assuming they don't need to reach out to Fowler. Fowler can come back to them with the same offer. All right, let's go to the phones. Do you think the defense has gotten better or worse?
Javon in Rockville. Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Every move that they made was a wash move. Like you guys just said, the Jeremy Chinn and Will Hurst, they look like similar players. I couldn't say which one is better. The Kinlaw moves is a wash. So with Jonathan Allen, he might be better because he's younger. He's more active. But all the moves that they've been making right now has been wash moves. But I will have to lean with you guys and say slightly worse because we haven't attacked the positions, the two main positions that we need to attack, and that's edge rush. And we only got two corners, I believe, signed on the roster.
What if their first round pick is an edge rusher? Or vice versa, and their second round picks
I'm
a corner.
Cool with that.
Then would you say, okay, they addressed it, or would you say, no, not good enough?
Absolutely, because it's a ton of pass rushes in this draft.
Right.
But I just would think we're in a weird spot, Junks, because we were so far off, so many holes. We had the worst roster in the playoffs last year, but we made it to the NFC Championship one game away from the Super Bowl. So it's kind of like you're so far away, but you was a contender. So you have to prepare this year like a contender. So I was expecting more professionals and not depend on rookies. So as a pass rush, I thought they will attack that already in free agency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So the other thing is they're not going to have many picks.
Miles Garrett is off the board. He resigned. They're never going to get him. It was impossible to get him.
Right.
Did he even resign?
Not yet.
All right,
he hasn't been traded.
So listen, guys, I'm so loving the term Tunsil pick, but I would have thought, we would have sent that to Trey Hendrickson because That's a dying need. But I'm not mad at the protecting our gym. But it was just like, okay, it's a lot of pass rushes coming out of this draft. So I'm not mad if they just sit back and draft a DN. But when it comes to that cornerback position, man, it was some corners out there that I felt like, you know, but I like everybody said, like,
they're all gone.
Do you think
all the top corners are gone?
Do you think that they're going to basically run it back with the same guys, which is what JP's accused them of?
Absolutely not. Like, absolutely. BSJ is gone. Nick Mobley, however you say his name. I don't think, like, them guys are just glue guys for real. And all you got is Lattimore and Mikey Samuelsdale. You know what I'm saying? So you need about three corners. So I thought they would address corner and then still draft for depth. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's another name still out there. It's Alexander from the Packers. I just thought that they would get, you know what I'm saying, be a little bit more aggressive. All the moves besides the offensive lineman move that they made was wash moves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
John, thank you for your call. Thank you. I actually agree with a lot of what you said.
Look,
thank you.
When I say they're running it back, I'm not saying all the guys, but the main players on defense. They're running it back, and they're not bringing anybody in that's like a super impactful player, because if you bring in a corner, look, this is just one guy's list, but the top five corners are all gone. All right? So you can pick up one of the lesser guys.
Those guys get picked through early.
Right. And the same thing for the edge rushers. You can go through the top edge guys. They're all off the board. So in terms of free agency, did they get better on defense? I don't think so, because Josh Sweat, who we talked about, gone. Hassan Reddick, gone. Khalil Mack, gone.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Malcolm Coutts, gone. You can just keep going down the list. Chase Young. We talked about Chase Young. He signed a big contract.
I'm still amazed by the numbers that he got from the Saints.
All right, we got a bunch of people on hold. Want to hear from you. Your take. Has the Commanders' defense gotten better or worse after 2 days of free agency? 800-636-1067. Your call's next here on the Junkies.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.